on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Mornings with Leon Compton.
Last year, the Tasmanian government promised the ancient petroglyphs, Aboriginal rock carvings dating back thousands of years, that had been hacked out of the rocks on the northwest coast with saws and shipped to museums in Launceston and Hobart, would be returned. If you're a regular listener to Mornings, you would know that we've been following the story closely through the course of this year. Back when we were talking about it most recently, in June, the Tasmania Museum and Art Gallery said they didn't want to preempt the consultation process. Well, there's been another milestone in that process, and TMAG have lodged their permit application with Aboriginal Heritage Tasmania. You might remember that Launceston City Council had also lodged their permit on behalf of QVMAG back in late August. So, where is it up to, and when might Aboriginal people have that work that was so cruelly taken returned? Janet Carding is Director of the Tasmania Museum and Art Gallery. Janet Carding, good morning to you.
Good morning, Liam.
Thank you for talking with us this morning. Can you explain the significance of the Tasmania Museum and Art Gallery lodging their permit application to return these petroglyphs?
Oh, well, my goodness. It's the first repatriation of this type that's been conducted in Tasmania. And so because of that, it was a very significant move. The board of TMAG were committed to this last year and told me to go away and make it happen. And that's what we've been working on doing this year. So this is a very important move for us. But it's been a difficult one because as it was the first time, first of all, we had to understand what legal requirements there were and fully put together a process. And then we had to work our way through that process. And then the pandemic hit, which just added an extra degree of difficulty. But we've now made the permit application, and I'm very pleased and proud to have done that. It's the first step in the process, but the consultation that we did with the community along the way really reinforced for me and for the board here at TMAG the significance of the petroglyphs to the Aboriginal community. So that was a really important thing to get right.
So what does the permit actually say in terms of your plans for returning those petroglyphs?
Well, what it covers off is why we think it's important to return the petroglyphs. And broadly speaking, that's because they were taken from the Premangana site at a completely different time when there was a completely different approach to Aboriginal cultural heritage. So they were removed prior to the current legal protections. They were removed at a time when it was thought by archaeologists that the way to protect and preserve this type of culture was to remove it from the land. That's completely changed now. And also the Premangana site has now, some years ago, was handed back the ownership to the Aboriginal community. And so that land now is now managed and protected. So what we put in our application is that the petroglyphs were removed at this very different time, that they're not things that would be considered appropriate for public display in a museum context, and that's something that we've agreed in consultation with the Tasmanian Aboriginal community, and it's not something that we would acquire now, and we wish to return it. And so that's basically the guts of our application.
Because you talked about how the views have changed. A modern view, like a 2020 view, would that be that they were stolen, that they're not yours, and that you need to give them back. Would that be fair?
Well, I think because so much has changed over the years, it's difficult to be able to put a name or a word on what happened, but certainly it wouldn't be done now. Mm. And I would be horrified if somebody suggested that kind of practice to TMAG now. I think certainly what we know is that there was no consultation with the community at the time. Far from it. It was assumed that that the archaeologists knew best, and that certainly wouldn't happen now. But more importantly, I think what we would recognise now is that these things have always been in Aboriginal ownership and will remain so. And so really we're returning them to their owners.
So Jenna, can you
it's not something that they would have been in our collections in the first place.
So just briefly, can you explain to me now the process from here of giving them back? Who will you give them back to? You? Where will you put them? If we accept that they were taken and wouldn't be taken now, do you have any say? Should you have any say in what actually happens to them when they're returned?
Well, we're awaiting the decision that will be made by the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs under the Aboriginal Heritage Act on the permit application, and that will be made on the advice of the Director of National Parks and Wildlife. So I don't want to prejudge that decision. We don't know yet what the outcome of the application is going to be. But certainly from a TMAG point of view, what we try and do, and this was a big part of the consultation, is to demonstrate that we would actually be handing these back with no strings attached. So what we wouldn't be doing is saying we want to put conditions on what happens to them after they're returned. If you give something back to their owners, you don't actually insist on them being handled in a certain way after that. That's not good practice. If we were invited to be part of the process about what happens next, we would be very willing to be part of that conversation. And certainly we have a responsibility for actually making sure that if the permit application is successful, then logistically they're returned safely so that as far as possible there's no further damage to them, and also that that's done respectfully. So all of that would need to be done in consultation with the Tasmanian Aboriginal community.
And just finally, this morning, timelines, please. Yeah. When are you expecting that you'll have a response from the minister so that Aboriginal people might get these their petroglyphs returned?
Well, we put our application in at the end of August, and we did that at the same time as QVMAG, as you've mentioned. What we understand now is that it's working its way through the process internally, and we anticipate a decision relatively soon. But obviously, I can't put a timeline on that because that's a decision of the minister.
Great to talk to you this morning. Thank you for being part of Mornings.
Thanks so much.
Janet Carding, Director of the Tasmania Museum and Art Gallery. Michael Mansell is an Aboriginal elder and chairman of the Aboriginal Land Council and has been listening in to Janet. Michael Mansell, good morning to you.
Good morning, Liam.
Michael, can you please give us your response, please, to the announcement of that process and the expectation or the hope from TMAG that they'll be handed back to Aboriginal Tasmanians without restriction? Your response, well, please.
Yeah, I think most Aboriginal people and most Tasmanians would say it was very pleasant listening to Janet express the attitude of the Tasmania Museum and Art Gallery. And she's right, that attitudes have changed, processes have changed. What took place back in the 1960s would not take place now, although we could qualify that, but we'd no need to go into that. I think the other thing that she's pointing out is that the process of fixing a wrong is pretty simple when it comes to the museums handing it back to Aboriginal people. The complication is this blocking system of the government administration of that process of the petroglyphs going from the museums back to the place from where they were taken. As Janet was saying, the museums put their applications into the government back in at the end of August, and we're now midway through October. And as I understand it, it goes first of all to Parks and Wildlife, who would already know the history of the theft of these items from Premangana. That then, and the opinion of the government's Heritage Council, it's an advisory body, then goes to the director, and then the director advises the minister to hand it back. Now, as far as I know, that decision's been sitting with either the director or the minister for the last month.
Minister Roger Yench, is that correct?
Yeah, it is. Roger Yench is the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, and he's in charge of National Parks and Wildlife and the Aboriginal Heritage Act. One of the interesting things is that two very senior members of the Aboriginal community had a discussion yesterday about a whole range of things with the minister, Roger Yench, and I think they raised this thing, well, what on earth's happening with the permits for the petroglyphs, but he wouldn't tell them. And it's part of the problem that the Aboriginal community, the people who own the heritage, are working completely in the dark. We have not been told anything by anybody in 2020 about what the process is and when it's likely to end.